Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Our Old Testament lesson picks up with the people of Israel just a month and a half after God rescued them from Egypt, where God did so many awesome deeds to save them from their slavery and the heavy hand of Pharaoh. Remember, God called Moses out of a burning bush. Moses, an Israelite, was raised in the house of Pharaoh and was in self-imposed exile. God sent him to the people of Israel and to tell them that their salvation was at hand. And then he sent them to Moses. He sent him to Moses to tell him to let his people go. Pharaoh says no. And then there's 10 plagues. And then Pharaoh says, take your people and go. And God leads them through the wilderness by day in a cloud of smoke and by night in a pillar of fire. And then Pharaoh comes after them. And God leads them through the Red Sea. And now here we are in the wilderness. God is leading them and God is protecting them. But the people of God, even though just a month and a half ago they had sung the song of Moses, here's a part of the song right here. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. That is a month and a half from where our Old Testament picks up. And now, the people's bellies are not as full as they were, perhaps, in Egypt. And they have forgotten the heavy hand of Pharaoh. And so, our lesson says, the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. They had already forgotten all of the awesome deeds that their Lord had done for them in Egypt. They had already forgotten the mistreatments of the Egyptians. And now they grumble against Moses and Aaron. No. They don't grumble against Moses and Aaron. They grumble against God himself. What happened to them in the last month and a half that God had been protecting them that made them stop trusting in their Lord? What it comes down to is that they didn't trust the Lord for their daily bread. As if God does not give daily bread to all people, in spite of their grumbling. He is the God who blessed their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who rescued his people from the famine through Joseph, and brought his people out of Egypt. Will he not also then give his people their daily bread? Well, just look what happens next in our Old Testament lesson. God gives the people bread from heaven, manna, in the morning, and meat in the evening. The people were given all they could eat, all their daily bread, even though they had told Moses and Aaron, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Even so, for 40 years, the Lord leads them in the wilderness. their clothes do not wear out, nor do their shoes. And they receive manna in the morning and meat at night. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone. Now, look at our example in the gospel. This lesson is included in all four gospels, showing us how important this example is. After Jesus hears of John the Baptist's death at the hands of Herod from John's disciples, Jesus takes his disciples across the Sea of Galilee. That sea has many different names, as we heard in our lesson. And a large crowd followed him because of the miracles he was performing. Jesus sees the crowd and has compassion on them. He goes up on a mountain and sits down with his disciples, and there he teaches his disciples and the crowds and heals the sick all day long. Then when evening came, according to the other three gospels, and Jesus sees the large crowd still here, our gospel lesson tells us Jesus asks Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" Now, Jesus could have simply performed the miracle and fed them, but he seeks to strengthen the faith of his disciples with his word. Philip worries. 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little bit. Andrew adds to the worries. There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many? The disciples worry where they will get enough bread to feed such a large crowd. In their worry, they have forgotten who their Lord is, the Son of the living God, the true bread of life from heaven. As if he would not give daily bread to everyone, in spite of their worries. He who did not spare himself, but gave himself up for the whole world, how would he not also graciously give them all that they need? Jesus sees the worries in his disciples and takes control of the situation. He takes the 5 loaves and 2 fish and tells the disciples to have everyone sit down. Then by his word, he feeds the 5,000 men plus women and children. Jesus took the bread loaves, and when he had given thanks, he gives the bread and the fish to the disciples to give to the people. When everyone has eaten their fill, there was still 12 baskets of pieces left over. Jesus, the true Son of God, supplied their daily bread and with abundance. It's easy for us to look at these situations and say, why are they grumbling? They have God leading them and protecting them. Or we look at the disciples and we might say, why are they worrying? They have the Son of God, the true living bread from heaven, right there with them. But don't think we aren't the very same with our worries and our grumbling. When things don't go exactly how we expect, maybe the economy falls, or we don't like the government that God has placed over us. Maybe our retirement portfolio takes a big hit, or that new house that we were planning on buying is just way out of our price range. The price at the pump skyrockets, and we no longer can afford that prime rib. Don't we grumble against God? God, why don't you give me exactly what I want? Why don't you do exactly what I say? And don't we worry about so many things? Maybe we worry about this war in Ukraine And will this lead to global nuclear war? Or our declining health and our skyrocketing healthcare prices? Or what about that next wave of COVID? Maybe we worry about the economy or terrible inflation. We worry about so many things that are beyond our control. Do you think that the people of Israel in our Old Testament lesson, or the large crowds who flocked to Jesus, worried about inflation? How much more do we have compared to those people, the people of Israel, the people in the New Testament? How much more do we have? Jesus never worried about anything. In everything, Jesus trusted in the will of his Father in heaven. And yet, we're tempted to worry about all these things instead of trusting that God certainly gives daily bread to everyone. We pray in the fourth petition of our Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." The Small Catechism reminds us, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Often, we're too worried or too busy grumbling about all those things included in daily bread, which our Small Catechism also tells us includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of our body. We're too busy worrying and grumbling to notice that God our Father in heaven has certainly given us daily bread, and daily bread in abundance. In the history of the whole world, we live in a time and in a country where we lack for nothing. We enjoy the nicest food and drink, even throwing away food if it has just a slight blemish on it. Our clothes and our shoes are imported from all over the world. When a global pandemic hits, it's our researchers who produce the medicines or vaccines to alleviate the issue. We even have the time and money for leisure. In fact, God has not simply taken care of the support and needs of our body, but he also takes care of our soul. God provided the people of Israel bread from heaven in the wilderness, and on Mount Sinai, he made a covenant with them. Now, this covenant and the tabernacle, the whole sacrificial system, and the words of God's prophets pointed to the need for a Messiah, and also God's promise to send him. And then Jesus, who is himself the living bread from heaven, provides bread for the 5,000. Showing himself to be the new and greater Moses, the Messiah. Here in Lent, we journey with Jesus as he goes to Jerusalem, where he died on the cross and rose again to fulfill the law given through Moses on Mount Sinai, where he fulfilled the words of the prophets and gave the new covenant, a new testament in his blood. All who believe in Jesus Christ receive the true bread of life, and Jesus has made us children of the promise, as we heard in our epistle lesson. Paul reminds us in Romans 8, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" how will he not also graciously give us all things? If, then, you have received your daily bread in abundance, and not just daily bread, but the bread of life from heaven, why do you worry and grumble about so many things? Remember, Jesus tells us in Luke 12, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Now, if you look back on your life and find you have worried and grumbled about all these worldly things while neglecting to receive your daily bread with thanksgiving, if you have taken for granted that your Lord has not only supplied you with your daily bread, but has also supplied you with the bread of life from heaven, then you need to repent. This worry and grumbling, it's sin. We worry and grumble because we see others with something better than us, and we want what they have instead of being content with what the Lord has given us. This breaks the 9th and 10th commandment. We worry and grumble about so many things because we do not trust in God above all things. This breaks the 1st commandment. We trust in our health and in the economy and in our jobs, anything else but God Himself. Now, if you find that you have worried and grumbled against God and realize you need to repent, I have some great news for you. Today is the 4th Sunday in Lent, also known as Laetare, or Rejoice. To you who repent and return to the Lord, I say, rejoice. For God's mercy is new every morning. God receives us as children and provides for all our needs of body and soul, even though we deserve punishment. God forgives us for our sins through Jesus Christ our Lord, the living bread from heaven. Let us pray. O God, our Father in heaven, who fed the Israelites bread from heaven in the wilderness, and who sent your Son, who is the living bread from heaven, who miraculously fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, who lived and died and rose again to rescue us from our innumerable sins. Forgive us where we have worried and grumbled against you, and help us to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving and to acknowledge that you abundantly provide for us in both body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.